Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Ron Gill, talking about weaning your calves right. Back on that in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
Dr. Ron Gill is an extension livestock specialist for Texas AgriLife, one of the speakers at the recent Cattle Raisers Convention on a virtual basis, talking about weaning your calves. And he says it's important that we get the job done right. There's an economic cost if we fail to do so.
The issues associated with weaning and its cost to the industry and those that are purchasing calves or retaining ownership in calves is one of the largest economic drains on our industry. Costs the industry somewhere close to $1 billion a year in lost production, and that's either through expense of antibiotics, whether or not we have a loss in production, cattle that get sick don't ever grade or perform as well as those that don't get sick. And so it just affects a lot of things downstream when we look at calves getting sick during the weaning phase or shortly thereafter. Another big issue we're dealing with is the scrutiny we're under for antibiotic use in livestock. And so as we look at how we use antibiotics, the biggest use of antibiotics, other than in something like Rumensin or Bovatec, is actually in the prevention of respiratory disease in cattle. And most of that stems back to how we wean the calves and how they're handled. Now, some of it's going to be genetics, and some of it will be some other things that come into play in these cattle. And sometimes you just overwhelm the immune system. But the best we can, we need to try to manage these calves to where we reduce the chance of them getting sick. And we can do that by the way we handle them.
And Dr. Gill says there is a very important third consideration as well.
And to me, the bigger issue for us as cow-calf producers in particular and stocker and feedlot is this animal welfare issue. The fact that we have so many calves get sick in our industry in what is, I would consider, a preventable situation, it leads to some animal welfare concerns. Whether or not we have death loss, sickness rates, just the whole sick pen and managing those cattle. And that is an issue that we can improve on and we should improve on. The thing that's really concerning to most people in the industry is the fact that we have better antibiotics now. We have, quote unquote, better genetics in our cattle. We have better nutrition. We have better management. We have access to all of these things, but we have a higher incidence of sickness in our cattle now than we did years ago.
That being said, Dr. Gill says it's really important to understand what the calf may go through in this overall, quote unquote, weaning process.
So as a cow-calf producer, our main objective is to get these little calves on the ground and raise them to their best ability and do everything we can to produce this high-quality beef that we need in our industry for our consumer. But in the end, getting them through this weaning phase is one of the shortest periods that we manage cattle. You know, from the time they're born to the wean, they may be 8 to 10 months of age, at least 7 on most places. But then we take one day in a lot of ranches and we wean those calves. And that's the most stressful phase of his life. Now, weaning, I'm going to contend, is not that stressful. The phase we put them through is what's stressful. You know, a cow not lactating and a calf getting weaned off of that, that's a little stressful for the calf just because he's used to nursing. But he has the ability to graze and consume feed if you're feeding it to him. And so that's not a big deal. But what happens is when we go to stacking things on top of one another. And so these additional stressors are what we add to it. And sometimes calves that come out of the south, southeast in particular, are not vaccinated or castrated before they go to the market. They're hauled and co-mingled with cattle. I'm going to call it abrupt handling at markets, just because they're trying to get cattle through the markets as quick as they can. And so there's a little bit of issue with trying to get those through there in a timely fashion and not stress them.
But oftentimes those little critters do end up stressed, and the manifestation of that, respiratory disease in so many cases. Extension Livestock Specialist Dr. Ron Gill. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull and Female Sale Friday, October 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This year featuring 49 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls, 3 registered Red Angus bred heifers, and 8 registered Red Angus open heifers. Online bidding is available through DV Auction. For auction details and a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or contact Benji or Lori White, 580-334-2801.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.